Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's a classic. I love this song. Welcome back, Midday Show. It is Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo. You guys with us? 215-592-9494 on a Football Friday. We'll have all our Football Friday stuff coming up. Next hour, we guess the takes. We'll check in with you people. And we have to get to something in a little bit here that's going to affect some people. In fact, both Hugh and Kyle affected by this leading into Monday night, unless ESPN and YouTube work things out this weekend. We got a TV issue and a watching of the Eagles game issue potentially for a lot of people coming up on Monday night. One thing you can't count on YouTube TV, but you can count on Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS. They don't go anywhere on Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So speaking of fighting, we'll get back to the phone lines and we'll fight with each other and fight with Hugh's takes as we do on a daily basis. But we got to listen to this. So Hugh, I know you didn't hear this yesterday, so I can't wait to see how you grade this fight. We're going to be like judges in a boxing match now, okay. All right? So yesterday was Mike Mayock's day to be on the afternoon show, as he is every week. Love when Mayock's on with those guys. And Mike came on, and excuse me, he took a little exception to something Spike said a few days ago. So let's go back. This is Spike a few days ago. They were having a conversation about Howie Roseman and the job Howie has done post this past Super Bowl, right? So the offseason, training camp, all the trades, guys that left. Here was Spike's initial take that kind of set Mike Mayock off a little bit.
I can't take it anymore.
I don't like the tone of that.
Well, he is a good general manager. He has won two Super Bowls. I am happy that he is a general manager of the Eagles. Let's get that out of the way. Let's call a spade a spade. These trade deadline moves are because they made mistakes in the offseason. Howie has not done a great job this season. They have a good team. He's won two Super Bowls. He is responsible for all of that, but he's responsible for all of it.
All right, so that was Spike's initial take. So here's my view on
it. I don't think that's a bad take.
So the second half of what he said, I agree with. I don't think Howie's done a great job this past offseason into where we are now. I do think you have to probably say Howie's a great general manager or a very, very high-level GM.
He's the best general manager in football right now.
I agree with you. And so he started it by saying Howie's a good GM.
Yeah.
It's a little bit, it's not strong enough on what Howie's done.
Selling him a little short.
Well, you know who might agree with this? Howie Dowd or Douglas over here. I mean,
well,
I can see why you're on Team Eskin.
No, listen, I hear what Spike's saying, because a lot of times as a GM, you get graded on your hits more so than your misses. Howie's had a lot of great hits. Mm-hmm. But if we step back from the situation and listen, before I say this, I don't want to hear about he didn't want to be here, anything like that. You paid him. You paid Bryce Huff. And I have never in my days of watching football, see somebody move on from a player as quickly as they did. Now, there's reasons behind that, no question about that. But normally that doesn't happen because you're invested in that player. You basically paid Bryce Huff to have a cup of coffee here and then left.
Well, they're still paying him to play for the 49ers.
Yes.
I mean, so
yes.
You're right about that, and you could read into that as it was a huge mistake, and it was. I though, respect a GM that's he doesn't worry that what people are going to say. He just tries to make the team better, right? Like, some GMs might say, I did this, I got to see it through. He's very quick to say, you know what, screw it, I made a mistake.
But let me tell you what I think happened. Now I'm recklessly speculating.
Here we go. Here
because
now you're in the
a lot of times you have to listen to what's being said. And a couple days ago, And we had the cut. I can't remember exactly when Howie said it, but he said something to the effect he agreed with Vic Fangio, and he said, "Hey, Bob, you hear that? That's the first time I've said that in a while."
He said it was an easy conversation with Vic Fangio. Yeah.
Was that when he was talking about Jalen Phillips?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So that leads me to believe that there's been a lot of friction. Like when I say friction, don't think that I mean that in a negative way. But there's been a lot of conversations about what Vic feels the defense should be and what Howie thinks the defense should be.
Bryce Huff was the most expensive one, but there are others. Devin White. Remember Devin White? Like, Howie's presented him with some players probably thinking Aziz Ojulari. This has happened quite a few times.
This is where I think Howie is genius. And I'm going to give him his props on this one. Howie is flexible.
Very.
He's not the type of cat that, you know, it has to be his way. It has to be the right way. But he's made mistakes, but he's also a guy that when he makes mistakes, he's okay with that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's where I give Howie his props. Because a lot of times, man, you be in these meetings and you hear these cats talk, it's their way or the highway. So for him to be able to talk to Vic like that and Vic be able to talk to Howie like that and Howie receive it, I think that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Give Howie props for that.
I don't think a great GM doesn't make mistakes, right? Everyone's going to make mistakes. The great GMs, you know, learn from them, they correct them, or they at least, they don't sit around and double down on the mistakes, right? Mm-hmm. Howie definitely doesn't do that. But, like, to say that Howie Roseman hasn't done a good job this offseason is, like, perfectly reasonable to say. Like, what would everyone say his best move was this season or this offseason? Probably
Bond.
Bond, but he was already here.
Well, yeah,
drafting Jahan Campbell, maybe?
Yeah, I would say the fifth-year option at Jordan Davis, I didn't think was a good idea, and it was.
Right.
That was
sure.
A good one.
Yeah, okay, go on.
But it wasn't a great option.
But again, there's nothing like, holy crap, no. Like, out of the, like, you know. And
drop the fries.
Yeah.
Put the fries in the bag.
We'll get to that. But like, I don't know, like, the Jalen Phillips one is probably the one everyone's most excited about, but we don't even know what that looks like yet.
Yeah, I think there's two ways to look at the same thing. You could say he did not, let's just use the pass rush, right? They had a great collective pass rush last year, and they let a lot of it go, including Josh Sweat. And they thought that J. Alex Hunt was ready and Nolan Smith were ready. Well, obviously they're not, right? Nolan Smith can't stay healthy. I like Nolan Smith, but he can't stay healthy. And J. Alex Hunt doesn't look like he's that guy. You know, he looked more, to me, more of a rotation piece than the guy. So they could have doubled down on it and just said, hey, they're going to figure it out in the second half. Instead, he went out and got Jalen Phillips. So I give him credit for that. But my thought when I heard Spike the other day is he's not wrong. I think he was a little heavy-handed. Probably should have said Howie's great, but I get it.
Yeah, a great GM that hasn't had his best offseason.
I think that's a fair way to put it. Mike Mayock, though, he apparently got a little text message from someone in the business saying, you hear what's going on over there at WIP? Go get him. Here's Mayock and Eskin.
Not sick him.
Sick him. Yeah. Back and forth yesterday. Let's hear a little bit of this.
I'm not privy to the inside conversation. And again, this goes to the conversation I have with our listeners every day. Neither are they. My only point is you can be a great GM. You can be a great player who has a bad year. And you have to be able to acknowledge that when a great player has a bad year, that he had a bad year. It's fine. It doesn't mean he's not a great player. It just means he had a bad year. And I think if you're shopping for a starting cornerback, and starting edge at the trade deadline, when you knew there were issues at the beginning of the season, and I think that's an issue. And I don't think he's had a great season.
And again, I don't think he's had a bad season. I think he's had a great season, to be honest with you. And that's what bothers me, is that when you're coming off kind of a historic run at the Super Bowl last year with talent levels like what they've had, you've got to shed talent. And, yeah, when you're talking about one player in a vacuum, whether it's Micah Parsons or any good GM can make a cap work with his salary cap people over time, if they have the time to work it over that period of time. Okay, we have to absorb this, or the dead cap is this. You can figure it all out, but it's always at the risk of the rest of your roster. You can make one move work. Like, that's not fair to say that. You can make any one move work, but it affects the rest of your roster.
Do you think it's affected their roster, the fact that they were paying Bryce Huff to play for the 49ers this year? Like, do you think that could have affected the move they made at edge?
You could play that game with all 32 NFL teams and look at their dead cap.
I know, but we do a show about the Eagles, so we're talking about the Eagles. And my point was, we don't have to give we can say that Howie Roseman is doing, on the whole, a very good job without specifically saying that every move was a very good move. That was my point.
Super Bowl, two of the last 3 years.
Yes.
They've been playoffs seven of the last eight. It bothers the hell out of me that you don't give him the courtesy of understanding that he knows what the hell he's doing. He's probably the best GM in the year in the league. Okay, and his record.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Backs it up. So I guess just to finish this conversation, because we got a Green Bay game to talk about, it bothers me because you're not giving him the benefit of the doubt, and I think he's earned it.
And if as we end this, I hardly give anybody the benefit of the doubt. I give him the benefit of the doubt in that on the whole, he will end up doing, I believe he will do a good job. I don't think anybody deserves the benefit of the doubt to say this move that you made, even if it made sense to you, ended up not being a good move. Is that fair?
And I agree that Becton and Sweat were bad moves. But let it all play out.
Okay. We'll let it all play out.
Becton hardly played. Becton's been hurt most of the year.
Well,
I mean,
they knew Becton would be hurt.
Tonight. Great.
Huh? They knew Becton would be hurt.
Oh, now we're going to play that game.
No, you just said he got hurt.
Let's talk about Green Bay.
Okay.
How would you grade that bout? They both landed some haymakers. I thought Mayock landed a couple of uppercuts there at some point.
Well, Mike, I love Mike Mayock because, you know, he's been a GM. He's been on the side of that. But I think where Mike was wrong is that you're asking fans to give Howie the benefit of the doubt. I think that's too much. I think that's too much to ask. I think Spike, I got to ride with Spike on this one because we recklessly speculate all the time. The only difference, in my humble opinion, between us and the fans of this wonderful football team is the fact that we get to talk about them every day. We get to talk about sports every day, just like you do. So we talk from a perspective of not having all the information. So when you come on here, Mike, with all due respect, and say, well, you don't have all the information. Well, hell, none of us do. Like the ones that we have the blowtorches, we have the microphones. We don't all have the information.
We go off the results.
We go off of what we see. And a lot of times, you know, like me, Ike, and John, we are in a position where we could play that game and we get information, but we all use it differently. We all choose to use it differently. I could go into my comments right now and clap back at everybody who didn't agree with what I said. But what difference does that make? Because you see what you see.
Yeah, you're right. Here's what I'll say. I think Spike's overall premise is right. Howie did not have a particularly great offseason this past year. Where I will understand Mike's perspective is, and just go back to the moves we're all talking about, right? Like they let Isaiah Rodgers go. They let Josh Sweat go, Milton Williams. Everything they did was reasonable, though. It didn't all work out. Like, they bet on these young corners. And let's just be, or they bet on stopgap corners. They can't play. I mean,
that's the nature of the beast.
And so, guess what they're trying to do? They're trying to fix it within the season. We'll see if it costs them. It might, maybe it won't. They thought the young pass rushers were ready. They're not. Mm-hmm. Not to be the guys.
And that's okay.
So they're trying to fix it now, right?
Yes.
So they thought with Tyler Steen and with what they had at offensive line and Stoutland, they could let Becton go and be okay. They haven't been. I'm not even sure if it's Steen's fault. It may just be injuries to the other guys. So everything Howie did, although I didn't love it all, Hugh, it did make, like, I get why they did what they did.
Yeah, and this is where I give Howie credit, man. And I said it when we started, is that Howie's the type of guy that he's not so locked into being right all the time that he would change things. That's why I pointed out the Bryce Huff thing. Normally that doesn't happen. You get a guy like Bryce Huff, you're going to try to make it work out. Howie or Vic was like, I can't use the guy.
Well, the definition of that is if he was locked into I'm right, Jalen Hurts is never drafted.
Yes.
It happened 1 year after they paid one.
And let me go a little deeper down the rabbit hole. And this is me recklessly speculating again, and the only reason I'm doing that is because of the information that was presented to me. When Brandon Graham talked about he had a come to Jesus moment with Howie, and Howie remembered it one way, Brandon remembered it totally different. That is Howie telling them, man, I believe in you. You got to make it right. I've said this off the air a lot when we talk about the Brandon Graham situation. Brandon Graham and was it Courtney Brown, the first overall pick back in, I think it was 97 or 98 from Penn State.
You know, when the Browns came back.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, 99.
The bottom line is this. Courtney Brown had more sacks in that five-year period than Brandon did, and he got cut. He didn't get that opportunity. Brandon Graham he wasn't playing well. If Howie doesn't believe in him or sticks by Brandon's side, Brandon Graham might not play in the league 16 years. That's a fact. Go look it up. That's in an era where if you're a pass rusher and you got drafted that high, I think Courtney was the number one overall pick that year, if I'm not mistaken. He had more sacks in that five-year period than Brandon did and got cut.
Yeah, he was the first pick in the 2000 draft.
Yes, and got cut. That's what we're talking about here, believing in people and giving people chances and letting it play out. If Howie's guilty of anything, it's probably giving too many people the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, and I think ultimately Howie deserves the benefit of the doubt overall. But I think nobody is above criticism. I think that overall was kind of the debate. Well, is he above that? Because that's what I heard. Like it felt like Mayock thinks he's above criticism. And
you can't be.
Because he's not. No one is.
Man, listen. Like I said, another story. I remember trying to explain to one of my relatives what it's like being in the locker room. Because, you know, you tell some off-color jokes a lot in the locker room. And some of the jokes are considered racist jokes. And I'm trying to explain that to her, right?
But the locker room is its own world.
And I'm trying to tell her. She was like, well, why didn't you just go to HR? Why didn't you just do this? Because they can't do that. And I kept telling her, like, no, because it's different. And I got to the point where I was like, well, you know, sometimes we just don't know what we don't know. And I can't, not being disrespectful, but I can't explain it to you because you're not in it. And that's not being disrespectful. That's just that in order for me to explain it to you in a way that you get it, I would have to go into too much detail and then it gets convoluted. You don't know what's going on. So you just have to believe what you believe.
We're just in a world right now where you can't be critical about one thing without it supposedly being an indictment on the entire resume or like who they are. Like it Hurts, for example, if you say he had a bad game, it's so you hate Jalen Hurts. You think Jalen Hurts stinks. Like, no, it's not true. Like, and then the resume comes up. Like, and I think, and look, obviously respect Mike Mayock's perspective and all that stuff, but like, it's, you know, it's okay to be critical of his offseason. Nobody's saying he's a bad GM. And I understand the Eagles are 6-2, and you'll point to they're the number one team in the NFC and stuff. But if we're being realistic, they're 6-2 and atop the NFC because of moves that were made a few years ago
of course, and
the year before,
the like bones of the team,
drafting Quinion Mitchell and Jalen Carter and stuff. But those are of the past. Like, what things that he did this offseason are the reason that they're 6-2 right now? But like, are there any?
And he has the advantage, and the Eagles give him the advantage of thinking about the big picture always, right? Like, so the part of the reason why Josh Sweat isn't here is because they're going to use that money probably 2 years from now on someone maybe we don't even know. Maybe it was to try to get Parsons, like whatever.
Yeah.
Like, so that's true. But also, they'd be better if they had Josh Sweat here right now. Like, these are both those things are true.
Right, yeah, right. And we can debate which moves are which moves will work out in the future versus which ones are going to hurt you right now, like stuff like that.
He's never been able to have a normal Howie conversation.
Well, no, of course.
He's either the dumbest guy in the room or the smartest.
Right, exactly. And I find it funny just because this was Mike Mayock even was victim to this a few weeks ago when he went on the afternoon show and he said, you know, Hurts isn't one of the top four elite quarterbacks. And that's when we got the, put the fries in the bag, Mike. You sucked as a GM, you idiot. You were a failure.
And see, that's the point, Kyle, because you take that one comment that he made and people don't probably understand that it's more to it than what he's saying. They just take that always, you know, and they hear one thing and they just go.
Well, the way it works is if you disagree with someone, they're stupid. If you agree, they're smart.
And now, and then the funny part was when they put the clip out yesterday, it was like, how dare Spike speak disrespectfully to like former general manager Mike Mayock? Like, you know, everything's going to be okay. Guys.
It is going to be okay.
Be critical.
We can just say we call it like it is. I mean, that's the bottom line. 215-592-9494.
Call it like you see it. Kind of like
that's what you have to do.
See it here.
Well, but your truth is a problem sometimes.
Few and far between.
Yeah, that's you're just digging the hole deeper.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm getting mean.
You should. This is one of those times I'm like, get him, people.
Yeah, but I am.
You know what he's doing? He's looking at other people's grass.
Yeah, you are.
He's looking at other people's ass.
Like, you know. You know what, though? They said I'm wrong for saying it, but nobody has said I was wrong.
You know what? Women are going to start calling the show. You know what they're going to call for?
Fire! Fire! Fire!
Yeah. All right, let's go to Andy in Westchester. Always does that with us. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, Andy?
Not too much. I'm dying with this side topic you guys have. It's like, no matter if somebody takes your answer, you got 15 more.
Because we've all done so many stupid things. That's what we do.
Especially growing up in the 70s, 80s, 90s. It
was fun, but it was. Look back on some of them.
Yeah. Those photographs, you want to kind of bury them in a drawer somewhere. So, Andy, what do you got for us? Is it disrespectful the Eagles are underdogs Monday?
I don't think so. I mean, and it's funny that the whole thing with Aaron and Kyle happened because I said pretty much the same thing. It's like, I just don't care. But. Kyle made me laugh. He's like, well, that's the whole point of this show. You know, we're supposed to talk about things.
Nothing we talk about matters.
It all matters to me. Or how about that?
But it doesn't matter. Honestly, it's fine with me because it's more, I guess, cannon fodder just saying, oh, you know, if the Eagles feel disrespected, good for them. And
so,
they can go
with Andy, you're right. It is that. And ultimately, like, when the game kicks off, it doesn't matter. But it is a window into what the betting market thinks of the Eagles. Like, as much as we could say we don't care, like, so the Eagles are underdogs Monday against the Packers, where we can go back and forth. Does that make sense? Not. If you look at the game the next week, and it could change based on injuries this week and what happens, but they are slated to only be a 1.5 favorite over the Lions next week, which that is them telling us they're not really better than the Lions either. I mean, like, because, you know, you get the point or two or 2.5 for home field. It's at least interesting, Andy, because they may be wrong about the Eagles, or maybe we're wrong about the Eagles. We're about to find out.
Right. I see what you're saying, but I guess the reason I don't think as much about it as a lot of other people is because I'm not a gambler. So, you know, it's just that those things don't matter to me. I just use the eye test. And I think the Eagles are a better team.
Well, I hope you're right on that. Andy, what do you got for us? What is the embarrassing trend you took part in? You're like, yeah, I shouldn't have done that.
So, well, there's no not doing it usually, but I don't know if anybody but you would remember this. Did you ever peg your jeans?
Peg?
Where you roll,
wait a minute.
Roll the bottoms real tight.
Oh, like you're trying to wear them like they wear like a they're like you roll them up and like to make them like skinny, not skinny jeans, but like slim, what they call it, like the not boot cut, but the tighter around your ankles. Is that what you're talking about?
You fold it so it's tight to your ankles and
yes,
roll them up.
I can't remember what reason. Yes, I've done that.
You still do it?
No.
We used to do it. I worked at a bar in Westchester. And just for fun, you'd be
tapered.
Yeah. Andy, that's a good one, man. We appreciate it. All right, 215-592-9494 gets you. We're going to keep the calls going on all of this. Plus, we still don't have a resolution on something that could affect how a lot of people watch this game on Monday night. We got to talk through this YouTube issue. If you're a YouTube TV person, you're probably sweating right now on how you're going to watch the game Monday night because there's no ESPN right now on YouTube TV. 215-592-9494. We'll talk through that. Your phone calls. We have a 4-pack of tickets on the line today. We're going to the Flyers game as a show on December 3rd. The Flyers against the Sabres. The puck drops at 7:30. We're excited for you guys to come with us. 4-pack of tickets to give away today. The best answer to a trend that you participated in at some point over the years. You're like, oh, that was kind of embarrassing. Now you think back to it. What's yours? We'll take your phone calls. Is it disrespectful the Eagles are underdogs in this game Monday? It's not to me. I think the line makes sense. Hugh thinks it is. Kyle thinks it is. And you can weigh in. Who won that thing? Is it Spike Eskin or was it Mike Mayock?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.